Beach easy.
Hey mamas, welcome back to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we chat about the chaos and joys of mamahood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break as we talk about things that you probably wouldn't even admit to your partner. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And Jen, Colton just had his surgery not too long ago.
He did.
How did everything go?
So things went really well.
Okay. You scared us the last time when you said he was going under the knife.
Yes. It was kind of a long day. Basically, we got in there at 6:15.
Yeah.
Called us in for surgery. Well, they had something go wrong with their air tanks.
Oh, no.
They got depleted overnight. So we waited in the waiting room for 3 hours. We didn't go back into pre-op until 9:30.
Oh, no, because he couldn't eat.
He couldn't eat. Oh. He was a trooper. A trooper.
Poor thing. Yeah. Oh, glad everything went well then.
Yeah. So then it was super quick after that.
Yeah.
I'm just so thankful that the doctor decided to stay and didn't, you know, because they couldn't do anything. The only thing that office was doing was cataract surgery because you don't have to go fully under for that.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else was pushed back and delayed because of these air tanks. They didn't want to put people completely.
What's up about air tanks?
I think it has something to do with like
anesthesia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so if for some reason you stopped breathing, they have air obviously right there to give
sense.
To you ready to go.
Okay.
So, you know, we went back. We did get a call from the surgery room while we were in the waiting room and he was under. So that was nerve wracking. But basically the doctor said that both ears looked bad and he was going to suggest that we just do both while he's under there.
I thought he was doing both.
No, he was only going to have the right one done.
Oh, okay.
So I went from panic of, oh my gosh, is everything okay? To, yes, let's go ahead and just get it done, knocked out and taken care of. He recovered quickly.
Yeah.
I almost passed out while in recovery in the post-op.
What in the world?
Well, it was just, you know, I hadn't eaten, nerves.
Yeah, okay,
I just was standing there feeling lightheaded. And then the nurse actually said that this happens pretty often, especially with the moms or whoever mm-hmm. is, like, closest with them, because when they're breathing out the gas or the air that they're breathing out has the gas that sedated them as part of it.
Oh,
so you're actually getting, secondhand reaction from it. So she was
that's probably
why you're feeling a little lightheaded. So
she got me the Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I had Diet Cokes and snacks and cuddle time with Colton while he was coming out of his anesthesia. And, I mean, he was just a trooper the whole way around. I couldn't be more proud of him and for how brave he was. The night after, that night of surgery mm-hmm. was rough. He woke up a couple of times just with the pain of it all.
Yeah.
But he's sleeping through the night now. I think we're on day two or three after surgery.
Oh,
so
good. How long is he staying out of daycare?
I'm trying to decide. So Nana has him today, and they're out and about kind of doing things.
Okay.
Nothing crazy, but, I mean,
getting him out of the house.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. The last couple of days have been nothing but couch time and TV time.
Yeah, he needs that.
So Maybe tomorrow. We'll see. He also might just be exhausted, and it might be another stay-at-home day tomorrow. And then through the weekend, I think he'll be fine and back to school. So maybe out 4 days from school is what I'm thinking is what it's going to end up being.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. And he's had lots of ice cream and mac and cheese.
So he's loving it.
Yes. The poor boy, though, yesterday, he wanted an apple so bad.
Oh.
And it was just too thick. Yeah, we ended up with applesauce, but I'm like, oh, I have to deny my kid an apple? Like, how terrible is this?
Right? It's one thing for French fries, but.
Right, exactly.
Oh, well, I'm glad he's doing better.
Yes. How's everyone with your family?
We're good. We just got done. Gabriel has in chorus, and he had his Christmas holiday performance. The poor guy, though, he had his map testing that day, and it was all reading.
Mm-hmm.
And during his chorus performance, he was yawning so much. And, of course, Gabriel being the tallest kid there.
He stood out.
He's on the top row. And every time he yawned, I'm like, oh, please don't fall. Please don't fall. But they did a really good job. And he also sang at one of the Surfside Beach Christmas tree lighting. So
very nice.
Yeah. And then, of course, got basketball going on and mm-hmm. everything else. So just living life.
Oh, how fun. You know?
So, but yeah, no, it's, we're ramping up for the holiday season.
Yeah.
Which is amazing that it's just right around the corner.
I cannot believe it.
Right?
It's happened so quickly every year.
It
feels like it happens quicker and quicker each year.
You know, when your parents would always say, you know, enjoy the moment because it goes by so fast. I always said, I was like, no, you're wrong. They were right.
Mm-hmm.
They were completely right.
Yeah, I mean, as kids, it probably feels like it takes forever to get to Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, and now that your parents, you're like, you don't have enough time for it all.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, we're doing good. Just trucking along.
Well, do you want to jump into a fun? Today is all about sharing way too much information. And
this could be scary. I'm like,
I don't even know if you've seen the questions.
I haven't. I'm like, okay, what do you have for me? Or am I going to answer the first one, I guess?
We can each answer back and forth, I think, you know, having that. But let's go into the first one. You ready?
All right.
Has there been anything that has changed about your body since childbirth?
Oh, without a doubt. My stomach?
Yeah.
My thighs? My boobs.
Yeah.
Like everything.
New body.
Yeah. I had a C-section with both of mine. And so, you know, the scar is still visible. It's not too bad. But I don't know how many times, and don't get me wrong, I don't do them as much as I probably should be. But no matter how many like sit-ups that I try to do, it just, that, you got the mommy pouch.
Yeah.
But
you know
what?
A
I'm
thing.
Proud of it. But like, yeah, it's definitely, it's something different.
Yeah.
But I also, like, physically, yes. And then, I don't know about you, but even more, I have to go to the restroom, like,
all
constantly.
The time. I mean, my bladder.
Right?
I can't do jumping jacks.
No.
I can't jump rope.
No.
I remember there was one time, gosh, it was probably about a year after Colton was born. And we went on, like, a family, like, walk-run thing. Mm-hmm. Pushing the stroller, and Lewis was like, well, let's bring the jump rope and, you know, stop every once in a while and do jump ropes.
All right, you competitive guys.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I wasn't even thinking about that this was going to affect me in any way, that, like, I knew I could do them.
Yeah.
But I must have come back, and I'm pretty sure the worst idea was that I had gray leggings on. Don't work out in gray leggings after you have kids.
Note to self.
I mean, complete... Just, I had peed myself. Let's be honest with it. Like,
was it at least during the summertime? So you could just say it was sweat.
It was, yes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the way my bladder is, there's times when I sneeze and I'm like, oh, well, there it is.
Well, now, does it also affect you? So I can't ride in the backseat of the car. I get motion sickness.
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm okay, but that came on since you had kids?
Yes, since I had kids. So I can't ride in the backseat of the car, nor I used to love roller coasters and certain rides. I get so sick, and I never had that until having kids. And I don't know if maybe it's mentally of just, you know, you want to be in control as much as possible. I get like, ugh.
Yeah.
Just really bad.
I mean, now that you say that, I feel like my motion sickness has increased.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's kids or being just older and an adult and you're all wonkified anyways.
Yeah,
so.
Who knows?
And then I swear that the circles and the bags under my eyes happened the moment after childbirth. Like,
Well, I mean, it's not like we ever sleep because we're always making sure, okay, are they okay?
Right.
Are we good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's tomorrow going to bring?
Oh, girl, this morning.
Yeah?
I swear this past probably about 2 weeks now. Grayson wants to just argue about anything and everything.
I mean, Grayson?
It can be as little as, I don't want this sweatshirt. I want a different one. Or this shirt's too small, yet it wasn't too small. Or I don't want to put on my shoes. Or, I have to turn the TV off. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, off topic.
I mean, doesn't he know that Santa is coming soon?
I don't even think I think he knows. Well, he knows, but in his mind, It's not even.
It's not clicking.
No. It's just the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And Gabriel's giving me the attitude of, ugh, and then just goes up in his room. It's like the preteen, I guess, that people had warned me about. I'm like, not my sweet Gabriel. But yeah.
It's coming out.
It's coming out. So, man. All right. Has there been anything about your personality that has changed?
I would definitely say from a personality perspective, I've become more of a B-I-T-C-H.
Girl, me too.
Like, it just...
It just comes out easily.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
the quick wittedness and the, you know, the way I can snap from right? one situation to the next, and my whole attitude changes. Yes. I used to be like the most calm, keeled, even mannered yes. person, and man, the Witch of the West comes out sometimes, and I'm like, whoa, who is this person?
I will say I'm a little bit more stern with certain ways that I talk to certain people, mm-hmm. just because I'm not allowing people to walk all over me like I used to. After having kids, your just whole demeanor just changes just because you're living life not for you anymore.
Right.
You have kids and so many things yeah. change. Mm-hmm. But I agree. But yeah. my personality, I mean, it's like up and down, depending yeah. on what's going on.
I would also say my what other people think about me
could care
has
less.
Gone right out the window.
Right?
Like,
it's just whatever.
As long as my family's happy and mm-hmm. all of that, yes, it still pops into my head for sure, no doubt.
Yeah.
But overall, when I look at the big scheme of things, I'm like, I don't care.
We've talked about this before, but it's also like you sometimes want to feel guilty about saying no, about doing something with other people and having dinner or whatever, going out. And it does upset you a little bit, but then you're just like, eh, whatever, and keep on right. moving forward.
Yep.
I think that's
so maybe it's
thing.
More of the ability to recover from that situation yeah, quicker a than
quicker.
It is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's it. But you also, you're probably too, like, I'll go out without makeup, yep. leggings and a sweatshirt, mm-hmm. and no big deal whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I think prior to having kids, I put in a little bit more effort.
Well, you don't have time now.
No.
I literally don't have time.
Right? You're just running from left to right and...
I'm in the stage with a 1.5-year-old that if my hair is down, it is getting yanked and mm-hmm. pulled. And so as soon as I see him, my hair has to go up in a messy bun
yeah.
or it's all going to come out in his clumps of hair that he pulls out of
exactly.
my head.
So. It's just not even worth it.
I'm like, sorry.
Yeah. It's, no, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think a lot of you moms would probably agree with this on that one.
Yes, agreed. All right. What is something that you do when you are alone that you wouldn't do in front of other people?
For me, it'd probably be singing and dancing along, okay. listening to the radio. My husband has definitely told me numerous times that I don't have a lot of rhythm.
Mm.
When I say a lot, he means none.
Gotcha.
So I will just...
Now, do you dance at weddings and things like that?
Well, it depends on how many drinks I have.
Okay.
So sometimes I will. I like to, but sometimes I feel uncomfortable, depending on who I'm around, too. Mm-hmm. If Barrett's over to the side, I'm like, whatever, okay, here we go.
Yep.
But, yeah, I would say that's probably two things that I will do. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I'll sing to a certain extent around some people, but I know I don't have a singing voice.
Fair.
Anything that you do?
Probably what I would say is I have super, like, dry, cracked heels all the time uh-huh. and I've had it forever and
well like, you don't use lotion.
I don't like the feel of lotion
yeah.
on my skin, and that's probably the one spot that I do like lotion up all the time.
Okay.
But sometimes if I get a few minutes by myself, I will just dig and grind into my heels to get all that dead skin off. And
what
just,
do you
like,
use to
one of those like skin shaver
okay,
things that
okay.
they, like the that look like shred like you shred carrots
yeah,
on you know what
yeah,
I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah.
I will go after it and just get all that dead skin
make
off
it snow.
Of that. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yes. Lewis will walk in and be like, what are you doing? And
I'm
I get real
around.
Aggressive with it. Real aggressive.
It doesn't it make you laugh? Like, if my feet are touched, it just,
mm-mm.
no, it freaks
nope.
me sometimes.
Mm-mm.
Like, freaks me out. Okay.
No. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably my one. Like,
one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I do, I mean... I'll also sing in the shower and
yeah.
do that kind of stuff, too.
I also will talk to myself and answer myself, too.
Mm-hmm.
People are around.
I am usually thinking about the podcast when I'm alone in the shower.
Yeah.
And like, okay, what
oh,
can we do?
Be a good one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Are you a sitter in the shower? Like, do you sit or do you, like, stand or, like?
Yeah, no. When I'm in the shower, I don't get a lot of time in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get up about 45 minutes before the kids and about 30 minutes before Barrett so I can get my shower, get my makeup on, and hopefully almost be drying my hair before everybody's awake because then the chaos begins.
Mm-hmm.
So I, no.
So you do your, sorry, this is a weird question. You do your makeup and then your hair?
Yeah.
Ah, I do it the opposite.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tend to, when I am drying my hair, I tend to sweat some. And then if my makeup is on, then I don't sweat as bad. It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like your body knows that you're complete already, so you're not allowed to sweat.
Yeah. But you know, we always have our same routines.
Oh, for sure.
Even if you're, when you're shaving your legs, if I start with the wrong leg, I'm like,
wait, this is different.
Something's not right. So,
yeah. Did you know that, I don't remember where I heard this from, but like, you subconsciously have the same routine that you wipe yourself off with a towel with every time you get out of the shower?
Yeah.
And you don't even think about it?
I heard that. It was on the radio or it was somewhere. I don't remember where I heard it. And then I was started to really think too much about it. And then I confused myself.
Yes, exactly. I have done that too. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. Because you're like, wait, that's not right. Let me just, you know, and then it's true.
Oh, man.
Isn't it crazy how our brains work?
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Sometimes they don't.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times.
We were just talking about showering, but how often do you shower?
I shower at least twice a day.
Okay.
So I shower in the morning because it wakes me up. And then, of course, I have to wash my hair every day. I have eczema. And so my hair just, if I don't, I make it snow with my hair. So I take a shower in the morning. And then when I get home, I tell the boys, I'm like, give me 5 minutes so I can just rinse off. Yep. Just like.
Wash the grime of the day.
Yes.
Away.
Yeah. And then put on my PJs. Yeah. So, and then, I mean, sometimes it depends, like, if it's over the weekend or whatever, and if we're doing stuff, you know, there could be times that I've taken a shower 3 times. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't like to be really dirty. I don't like to be sticky because I sweat all the time.
Yeah.
So, what about you?
I hate showering.
You hate showering?
I hate the process of showering. I'm like, God.
Do you like baths then? Is that
no,
what
okay. No. Mm-mm.
No?
But okay. Baths are a no-go. Like,
no?
I find that just,
disgusting?
Yeah. Not even disgusting, just... It's not relaxing for me.
Okay. It's a waste of your time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We don't have a bathtub in our bathroom, and the only bathtub in the house is the boys' shower.
Yeah, you're not showering with dinosaurs and everything else that's in there.
So, once.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, on the weekends, there will be times when it's once a weekend as opposed to
sorry,
once a
Lewis.
Day. Yeah. Lewis is a huge, like, he's like you. He's like, shower when I get home from work.
Yeah.
Anytime if he's having like a bad day, he'll be like, "Can I just take a shower?" Like that's what I need.
You know, it's so funny you say that too because Barrett's the same way on the weekends. Like if he knows that we're not doing a whole lot, he hates taking a shower.
Yeah.
You and Barrett are so alike, and Lewis and I are so alike.
It's crazy. Well, and also my thing is, especially on the weekends, I'm like, "All right, if I shower, that means I'm probably not going to work out because I'm not going to."
You don't want to have to take a shower again.
Exactly. So I'm like, well, hopefully I can get to the workout process before, you know, I shower. And then the workout is delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed and doesn't happen. And then I never
and
shower.
And then you never shower. And so, well, don't let the boys see this because then they're going to throw it back in your face. Well, Mama, you're not going and take a shower. So why?
Yeah.
Yeah. My kids, though, are a lot like me just because I've always made them.
Yeah.
Like you have to take, but they usually take one after dinner time. Grace, on the other hand, sometimes he'll even in the morning time, can I take a shower? It'll wake me up. Sure, bud.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad thing as part of your life. Colton's in that phase right now where he doesn't want to take a bath, but as soon as he gets in, he wants to spend the rest of the night in the bathtub and doesn't want to get out. So we're playing that game of, all right, how much time do we want to dedicate to bath time? And
do you allow them to take a bath together?
They have, yeah. To be honest with you, I don't think they enjoy it all that much.
Oh, no?
Yeah, I think they both like their kind
their
of space.
I think mine were just so close in age. They loved bath time. Those two, I swear, you would think the house was falling down. They would play and play and play and play. Till the water got so cold, I'm like, guys, you got to get out.
You have to get out.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now the two of them can't fit in the bathtub together at all.
Are they showering at this point?
Oh, yeah. They've been showering, I want to say, probably when they were both like 4, 5.
Yeah. Yeah, Colton's right at that. Like sometimes he takes a shower, sometimes he takes a bath. It just depends on mood and how much time we have and all of that. So.
And that's the thing, time.
Yeah.
We're with sports and schoolwork and everything else. I mean, there's just not enough time in the day.
Mm-hmm.
To take a bath. I'm like, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Get
and
shower.
I feel so bad for Nolan because, you know, when we did bath time with Colton,
it was fun.
It was fun. It was like the bubble baths, and we had all the toys. Yeah. And I'm just over it at this point. And Nolan just gets in the tub, gets scrubbed off, and gets out.
It's the second child.
Poor little guy.
Have you even done a baby album for him?
No. Oh.
Did you do one?
My mom's going to be embarrassed by this. She was embarrassed the other day when I told that story about her buying the wrong kind of clothes. She was so embarrassed. She was like, I did not do that. And I was like, Mom, you did.
It's okay.
You did. And she was like, and then why did you tell that story about clipping my ear? Or you clipping my ears? That was such an accident. She's like, you know I didn't mean to do that. I was like, I know, Mom. I know. But
it's okay.
It's good content.
But and it's great because it just shows that none of us are perfect.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aw.
Anyway.
All right.
Oh, I know where I was going with that.
Oh,
so I was brought up my mom. Exactly. Squirrel. Hello. I brought up my mom because, so, second child syndrome. My mom has done a photo book for Colton each year on his birthday. So, like, a photo of pictures of, like, from all of that year.
I need to adopt your mom.
It's the cutest little thing.
Yeah.
Well, she forgot to do it for Nolan's birthday. I didn't say anything. Like, and his birthday is in October. I didn't say anything. And then, like, when we went down for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. she was like, I'm so sorry. I totally forgot to do a book for Nolan. She was like, it'll be here for Christmas. She was like, I won't forget again. I'm so sorry. And I was like, well, maybe she's just not going to do it. I don't know. Like, I don't want to ask that question.
It's truly the second child.
Yeah, exactly. Poor kid.
Oh, it's all good. You know what? Those second kids, though, there's never a dull moment. What is something that no one knows about you?
Something that no one knows about me. So when we originally talked through this idea, we were going to do the game Two Truths and a Lie.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I always use when I play that game is one of my truths is that I have actually been, quote unquote, a security guard for Jerome Bettis.
The bus.
So
he's
like
a little dude though.
He is not as big as you would think he is. That is so true.
Yeah.
But he did a guest appearance at a former job with the Pelicans. Yeah. And it was one of my first days ever on the job, like ever. And he walks into the office and he's like, hey, I'm supposed to be at this spot in a couple minutes. He was like, can you take me there to get there? And I was like, sure, I guess so. And I was like, you know, do you have people to like help you get there? Like, we're going to walk through a crowd of people who are expecting to see you. So like, I think you're going to be recognized. Like, do we need to worry about security? He was like, no, I'm good. I'll pull my hat down. We'll be okay. So, like, I basically ran security for him, like, helped him get
That's
through the
awesome.
Crowd. Not a single person recognized who he was. No one.
But you know what? It's true, because I've met him before. He's so much smaller than mm-hmm. what he looks like
yes.
mm-hmm. on TV
yeah.
and is, you know, the football gear yeah. and everything. So
mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So that's my...
So that's your true
yeah.
truth.
Mm-hmm. And also that I am deathly afraid of heights, but that's not something probably that... People know that. They know
yeah.
that. If they've ever gone on a roller coaster with me or anything
like
that. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But
I will say some people probably know this, but I cannot stand the like to touch chalk.
Ugh, me either. Oh,
so to touch it, it's like it's in like sidewalk, like a brick or anything. It freaks me out to like I got goosebumps right
mm-hmm.
now. So that's one of mine that I just don't I know that's not too interesting, but that's something that just,
mm-hmm.
I don't.
That feeling, I agree. It's, ugh.
Yeah, it's just not fun.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm that way with mice and rats. Like,
yeah.
There's something about the tail of a rat that like, oh.
I get like that with the little geckos. I know they're little, but they remind me of a snake.
Yeah, ugh.
Yes. I actually had a gecko that got into the air vent in our bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what is that noise? I was home alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing something. And I finally look up and I'm like, oh, my God, there's a gecko up in the air vent. And I didn't want to kill it. Like, I do have a little bit of a heart. I, like, call my mom. She doesn't answer. I call Barrett. He doesn't answer. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to get this thing out of here. That was, you would have thought the house was falling down because I was screaming to the top of my lungs mm-hmm. trying to get this gecko and trying to make sure Ginger wasn't trying to get the gecko also once I got it out.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the play toys for her.
Right, right.
My dog.
Bless.
Yes.
Have you ever been fired from a job?
I've never been fired from a job. I actually haven't had too many different jobs.
Yeah, I mean, you started here when you were...
Yeah, I was young when I started here, and I've been at the Chamber for 16 years, and prior to that, I was working for a real estate company. I will say, actually, with working at the real estate company, it was during the recession, and I was laid off. So that's considered fired, if you want. I got a nice severance package and everything, but never actually been fired of doing something wrong. They pretty much laid off the entire company. So, yeah. What about you?
I have, yeah.
What'd you do?
My first full-time job right out of college. I was hired. It was kind of a weird situation. So I was hired by a guy who owned a promotional company, mm-hmm. so like making products and that kind of thing. And then he took over a retail store. And he was way in over his head, and he made me the manager of this retail store. Well, the retail store was like starting to go under because it like wasn't working. Mm-hmm. And he made some BS excuse that I like wasn't doing my job. And I will die on the hill that I was. And he fired me. Well, he like wouldn't allow me to get
benefits,
unemployment.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He basically said that I had left the job at some point in time and left the store completely empty and, like, didn't lock up and, like, people were trying to get in and, the business was failing because of me. And
wow.
I was like, oh, no, 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 no.
No.
Yeah.
Did you find it?
Was
– Well, you were probably pretty young. So
I was. Yeah. Like... I mean, I was, like, 21. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I – graduated a semester early from college, mm-hmm. so I was still living, like, with all my college roommates while they were finishing school. I had gotten this job, like, super excited, you know, first full-time job. Obviously wasn't making a ton of money, but still.
But it was your first real job.
And, yeah, so that was heartbreaking and a lesson to learn that not everyone is as nice as they seem and, you know, all of that, so. Oh. My mom wanted to kill him.
Oh, I can imagine. I can see your mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm. She, to this day, she was like, if I ever see that man,
ooh.
She was like, mm-mm.
Ooh, watch out.
Yeah.
Mama bear's
mm-hmm.
coming after you.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Last question.
Yeah.
Go for it.
What is something that you regret?
I don't have a ton of regrets in my life.
Me either. There's a lot of lessons learned. Like, I probably have regrets of being, like, partying or dating the wrong people or that kind of stuff. Some of the things I do regret is sometimes I get so angry with the boys. A couple days ago, this is a cuss word in our house, but shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom like would have beaten my tail even at the age that I'm at. And I got so frustrated because the boys were arguing so badly. One Gabriel got Grayson and it knocked his cereal on the ground and it was just like almost a fist fight. And I like there one's trying to tell one story, one's trying to tell the other. And I just screamed to the top of my lungs to hush, but to shut up. That I feel bad. And I even apologized to the boys later that day because I was like, Mama does not like using those words. I'm sorry. So those are the things that I probably more regret of when I get super angry with the boys, because right now we're just going through the stage of the boys are just beating each other up all the time. They're true brothers.
Yeah.
But like in life in general, you know, maybe not speaking up for myself enough, but I don't have too many regrets. I've learned so much from experiences that it has helped me. I've definitely made stupid mistakes. But
sure.
Like we all have.
Yeah, I was going to say probably the biggest regrets I have are like missing a wedding or family time for work.
Yeah.
When looking back now, like.
It wasn't really.
Yeah, I don't even remember what I did that day at work. And when I was working in baseball, you know, the games were everything.
All the time.
If you weren't there, you know, the world was ending. But, you know, looking back, I'm like, dang, how many like family weddings or friends' weddings did I miss because I had a baseball game? Well, that was one of 70 throughout the season that I probably should have just said, nope, taking this night off or these two nights off. You guys will be fine without me. The baseball game will happen and go on. So,
but in the world that we live in, unfortunately, we as younger professionals and now even, you know, parents, we have a hard time with saying no when it comes to work because we know we have to support our family.
Yeah.
And it's tough to
that
be able to make that stand.
Mm-hmm.
So I regret not spending as much time with my family. Some of the stories you've talked about with your how close you are with your family, your mom and dad, I do regret not being as close to mine when I had the opportunity to be, because my dad's been passed now, I think, 13 years, if I'm not mistaken. And it's crazy. Just I'm already almost forgotten most things, you know, because it is so easy to, unfortunately, to forget. So, but making time, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. Well, any other questions we got for each other?
No. Right. But I think we have a episode later coming up that we're going to prompt our crowd to ask us, or our listeners to ask us questions. Yeah. So get to thinking on what questions you have for us. And, you know, it might even be something that we're not all that familiar with, but we'd be happy to do some research on and kind of present our opinions and ideas on it. So see our social media here soon. And speaking of social media, Instagram, Facebook, I Speak Mama.
Please follow us, like us, share some of the posts. We've had some really funny posts here lately.
We have,
so we appreciate everybody.
And some great comments from listeners as well, which always makes us happy.
Gives us a good smile.
Exactly.
It definitely makes us it makes the day. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of the things
it makes it more enjoyable to be part of this community.
I forgot about you talking about the monkey kick.
The donkey kick?
The donkey kick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, oh my goodness, that was funny.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
We don't just get away at the beach, we get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.